We're going to share a particular insight into the world of Lag BaOmer, and we're going to try to share it derech a Torah of Rav Moshe Wolfson. Rav Moshe Wolfson, Mashgiach Torah Das, has a lot of Torah relating to Lag BaOmer in the more, I guess, well-known three-volume Emunah Sitacha, so he has a longer shtickle there. But in some of his write-ups of the Shal Shuz Drashas and other kinds of places, Rav Moshe Wolfson is very much connected to that world of Lag BaOmer. And often, at least if my memory serves me correctly, often his Torah on Lag BaOmer surrounds a line of Rav Aaron Karliner, the base Aaron. Rav Aaron Karliner had a particular line about Lag BaOmer, about Rashbi. It's a very, very intense line. It's a very intense line, and it's one that requires a whole lot of unpackaging. Aaron Karliner said, "Kayadua shekol mi sheyeshlo emuna b'Rashbi, yeshlo chizuk b'Rashbi." Anybody that has emuna in Rav Shimon bar Yochai, so that person will be able to derive chizuk from Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Okay. Ukshem shekarsh baruchu hu Hashem lakol. Same with Rabbonu Sholom is Rabbonu Sholom for everybody. Kach Rashbi hu Rashbi lakol. So too Rav Shimon bar Yochai is Rashbi for everybody. Afilu lepchusim, even to those who are at a low spiritual level, Shimon bar Yochai can be something for that person. Shimon bar Yochai can be something for such a person. The line is very intense. It's part of a series of lines that are very intense in general. But the status of Rashbi, Nasa Adam Ne'emar Bavarecha. If you look in the song that we'll sing a little bit tonight, so it's very intense the way people speak about Shimon bar Yochai. It's very intense, and this one in particular is a very kind of wild kind of a line. You have to have emuna b'Rashbi, yeshul chizuk b'Rashbi, ukshem. There's Baruch Hu Lakol, Rashbi's Lakol, Afil B'Pchusim. What exactly is going on here? There's something here about Rashbi's capacity to be wildly broad. His capacity to be the kind of person that somehow is relevant to all, and that belief in what Rashbi brought to the world is essentially a source of chizuk. The more that a person believes in whatever it is that Rashbi was doing, the more that they are able to derive a degree of chizuk from what Rashbi was and what he was bringing to the table. So what exactly is going on? So before we get to Moshe Wolfson, there's a vort I saw, it must be 20 years ago at this point, and I can't track it down exactly where it is. Sefer called Tiferes Yeruchim. Tiferes Yeruchim was written by Rav Yeruchim Liner. He comes from that world of Ishbitz and Radzin. So there, if memory serves me correctly, in the Sefer Tiferes Yeruchim, someone looked very intensely through Sefer, wasn't able to find it, so whatever. That Rav Yeruchim Liner had said pshat in a stira, which is a very well-known stira in Rashbi. The Gemara in Brachos and Lamed Hei, the Gemara Menachos and Daf Tzaites, whether Rashbi and Daf Lamed Hei and Brachos tells that a person has to learn Torah all day long, a person should learn Torah all the time, a person doesn't have time to do other kinds of things and work, but the Gemara in Menachos and Tzaites, the Rashbi says, even if you're Kara Kriya Shema, Shachas V'Arvis, you're Yotzi Yedei Chavasa. The Rishonim asked Akasha already, the Tosfos restore Leon, other Rishonim there in Brachos and Lamed Hei, that's Akasha that many, many ask. I believe Tiferes Yeruchim suggests along these lines that if you understand who Rashbi is, you get it a little bit. That part of the Rashbi, lakol, part of Rashbi's ability, the reason why he's for everybody is that he understood the range of people. There are people who are really into Talmud Torah, and all they can see is a world in which everybody's chayav to learn all day long. And there are people that are you know, the masses, they can't do that. The masses, it's not shayach to them. So they'll speak in terms of, you do kriyash b'shachas v'arvis, you're good to go. The Maila of Rashbi was that Rashbi was a person who was able to appreciate both of those things. Rashbi was able to appreciate, on the one hand, the phenomenon of there are some Jews who can do it, and for them in Brachos Lamed Hei, he's speaking, Lo Yamish Tov Sefer Tov, everyone can learn, everyone can do it. You can learn all day long, but he also understood the range of people, Afil Lepchusim, even those who can do that, that they can be Yotzei Derchi with Kriyash Mashachas of Arvis. It reflects Rashbi's ability to understand and to tap into the range of people which exist, who everybody is, and what exactly they are all capable of. Where does this come from? What gave him this? So here Moshe Wolfson has the following theory. It's part of a much larger Torah, but we're going to unpackage it a little bit. We know that there is a comparison, Oraisa v'Yisrael Chadhu, that there is a relationship between Klal Yisrael, and Torah. That's why I spoke about earlier this year, the Maimer Chazal. There are 600,000 letters in Torah corresponding to 600,000 Jews. Every Jew has an os in Torah. We pointed out, you know, Barichas a little bit, Rav Golios points out that's not true. There are 600,000 letters in Torah, and
different theories that Achronim have. Actually, let's get a theory about that. What do you do if I get there are 100,000 letters in the Torah? Like, how does that work? But whatever it is, there is some sort of a pshat about how there's, and there's a parallel between Torah and Klal Yisrael. That parallel between Torah and Klal Yisrael is one that was intriguing for many Bali Machshava. It does not mean that we are Torah, although those Torah Sa'adam, there's something there, but it means something. The Shaila is what exactly does it mean. There's a certain parallel which takes place. I remember someone telling me years ago, it's a little bit of a cynical kind of a comment, so you'll forgive me, but there's a lot of insight. Rav Huttner, I believe, in his own way, had a very similar observation. That it's an interesting phenomenon. The way I would say it's like this. First said to me years ago. There are many people who are wildly impressive, and they're very deep in terms of their analytical study of Torah. You hear them and their appreciation for the depth of a sugya, for the depth of what's there. The way that the Baal Shem said it so beautifully, if Torah is Hashem Tamima, the reason why Torah is so pure is because no one's ever got to its innermost depths. But it's so deep. And there are people who are so deep in their understanding. They're so analytical in the way they look at Torah. They can speak about Kiddushin and speak about two dinim or three dinim, how the implications for so many different areas, you know, are going to come up. There are people who are deep. People who are deep in regards to Torah. Sometimes you may have met people like this. I don't know. But sometimes when it comes to their understanding of human people, of humans, of men, they aren't always as attuned to the sensitivities, the nuances, the subtleties of human existence. It's like the mad scientist kind of a model. In a certain sense, you know, the ivory tower, they're brilliant. You know, it's a brilliant academic. Is he always so sensitive to understand the same kind of rigor and analysis in human interaction? So not always. It's what's called, you know, when you take psychology classes, it's very famous. Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences. There are people who are amazingly intelligent in certain areas. There's a certain kind of social or emotional intelligence which not everybody has the same way. The opposite phenomenon can also happen. You meet someone and he's so insightful in regards to people. His emotional intelligence is so great. He's so wonderful. But you hear him and the way he looks at a sugya, and sometimes it doesn't always have that same kinds of depth. It doesn't always have that same kind of capacity. But we all know that's not really true. And amongst the really impressive, amongst the greats, one finds a capacity to analyze a sugya and a human being and a person with remarkable depth. They can understand both that a sugya can be very subtle. The point which drives a sugya, what's going on in the sugya, what's going on in Torah is remarkably, remarkably deep. And they also are able to understand that the same thing is true in regards to Torah. In regards to humans. The humans also, we have layers to ourselves. We have layers. What motivates us? It's sometimes hard to unpackage that. A person goes to a good therapist. A good therapist can help you understand some of the layers that are you, some of the layers that impact who you are, decisions that you make, the kind of person that you become. There's a capacity for that, which is very, very real. Amongst the big person who's able to understand that the same way that Torah is deep, because Yisrael has an os in Torah, so if Torah is deep, that must mean that people are deep also. Those rooted in Torah are deep also. Says in Moshe Wolfson, so now we can understand what the Beis Aaron meant. Of Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Emunah B'Rashbi, Tuchiza B'Rashbi, Kishem Shekash Baruch Hu, Hakash Baruch Hu Lakol, Kach Rashbi, Hu Rashbi Lakol, Afil L'Chusen. What's the pshat? Pshat like this. No one revealed that Torah is deep the same way that Rashbi did. Through the world of Zohar and through the world of Pnimiyas HaTorah, where Rashbi brought to the world was an understanding that we need not understand Torah only on its level of pshat, not only in a level of drush or even remez, but there is a deepest level of Torah which is present. And the more that a person understands that world of sod, the more they understand how all different parts of Torah are infinitely deeper than we may have thought. So as an example, Rabbi Akiva, in the Gemara Menachos and Daf Tadites, is able to darshan from the Kisrei Osios. He's able to darshan from the crowns, the letters of in the Sefer Torah, lots and lots of halachos. Because the deeper that a person is, the more they can understand the depth of Torah. We quoted this line last week from a well-known Rav in Chicago, you know, that like sometimes that those who are most clear and confident in regards to Torah, unless you are, you know, Echad Migadoli Hador, if you are so clear and confident about everything in Torah, that's usually an indicator that you're not so knowledgeable about Torah. Because the more that you know, it's always much deeper than that. It's always much deeper than that. There's a certain depth which is really present. That's why, unlike, as just an example, on the 1 day, 2 day question, when you person comes there, so how many days you keep, the very, very confident camp typically means that you never read, a tshuva from Rav Moshe on the topic. It means that you never really, because it's the more holding you are, the more you are aware of the complicated elements of that question. But the deeper it is, so Rabbi Akiva could darshan from certain things. Again, the questions are complicated. The same thing when it comes to the world of Sotos HaTorah, the deeper it is. Therefore, as follows. You know what Rashbi was able to do? The Gemara says, Kedai Reb Shimon Lismoch Alav B'Shasat Chak. Rashbi was the kind of person who was able to say, the same way that Torah is consisting, Torah consists of infinite depth, so too do Jews consist of infinite depth. And that if there's a sod on a level of Torah, and Torah is Oraisa and Yisrael or Chadhu, there is a sod on a level of person. And the mistake a person makes sometimes of looking at a sugya and saying, there's nothing here, it's so clear, it's so obvious, what are you talking about? And the more you learn, the more that you see depth. That is true in regards to human interactions. The more that a person, you have this sometimes, this person, he is that way, he's a little bit difficult. The more that you understand why that person is that way, the more you understand the depth of that person, the more that you will understand how much that person is a person that it may be rooted in Kiddush. If you knew his upbringing, if you knew his family life, if you knew the person that he was, if you knew where he came from, if you knew the way he was treated, if you knew the deck of what he was dealt, if you knew what he had to deal with, you would view him very, very differently. You'd view him very, very differently. I remember once, many years ago, a guy that came to yeshiva, he was rubbing me the wrong way. It was almost over the top intensity, over the top, like he needed every single point to be able to, it was over the top in a certain sense, and it was rubbing me the wrong way, until I understood what he had to go through to be able to be here. A lot of self-sacrifice, a lot of challenge to be able to walk into yeshiva. Some of us, it's what we were brought up on. It's very smooth and very easy. For him, he worked hard enough that he didn't view it as a luxury to not get what was going on in the particular sugya or to miss a point here or there. It wasn't abrasiveness or difficulty. It was coming from a place of, if you knew where he was coming from, you saw Kedusha that was there. Every point, wait. It was because he had sacrificed so much. It was so important to him. And it was there. And sometimes there are people, Rashbi's ability was to understand the depth of what was going on. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, is not coincidental at all that the time period of mourning for the Avelos of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, for so many of us, takes place on Lag BaOmer, or it's a break for others. As the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamos, why was it that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim passed away, thousands and thousands and thousands, because Shlo Nagu Kavod Zeh Bazeh. You know what the tikkun is of a person who's lonagu kavod zeh bazeh? The tikkun is the world of Rashbi. Because why am I not know a kavod zeh bazeh? Because if I see a person only on a level of pshat, there are people that are annoying. And if I see a person only on a level of pshat, there are people that are abrasive. And if I see a person only on a level of pshat, there are people that rub me the wrong way, that are a little bit challenging, that are not the most pleasant roommates, they're difficult chavrusas sitting next to in the base medrash, they aren't that pleasant to be next to in the chadar ochel or in the dorm. These are people that are challenging sometimes. On a level of pshat, it is very hard to be no a kavod zeh bazeh. It is very hard to be no a kavod to someone when I'm looking at a human being only on the level of pshat. What Rashbi revealed to the world, where Rashbi came along and taught us, was that that is the wrong way of looking at things. And the ultimate tikkun for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, because again, Rabbi Akiva, the way I would say it, was able to darshan the depths of Torah. But his Talmidim didn't get that the same way you can darshan the depths of Torah, so too you can darshan the depths of humans, the depths of mankind. That I can look at a person and say, he also has crowns. And I can understand what can I derive from that. That the Ezu Chacham Halomid Mikol Adam, which sometimes when you're younger is one of these cute kinds of phrases, and the older you get and you reflect upon the wisdom of that Mayamar Chazal, the more you understand how challenging it is to be Lomid Mikol Adam. like actually, to be low means to be clever. They didn't mean that as a cute phrase to have on the board in elementary school. They didn't mean that as a cute, you know, kind of a thing to quote once in a while. They meant that for real. The only way a person can do that is when it's not only that you darshan kisrei osios, but also, and if the Talmidim didn't get the same way, when you're able to darshan humans, able to darshan a Jew, able to learn of a Zos Torah Sa'adam, the depth which takes place within a person. Said Moshe Wolfson, that is why Rashbi is the ultimate tikkun for the Misa of Talmid Rabbi Akiva, because he taught the world Kedai Reb Shimon Lismach Labashat Achach. The way we would say from Tiferes Yerucham, he taught the world, even a Jew who says Kriyas Bashachas Arvis, if that's what he can do, he's Yotzei Yedei Chovaso. But if you can do more, you got to do more. And to plumb the depths of who that person really is. And that's why the Iker Chiddush of Rashbi, in a certain sense, is that Kashem Shah Rashbi Lakol, so Kach, there's a feel of Chusev, the depth which can be present. There's a depth which is there. But it's real and it's not easy. And it's a challenge to be able to do so. The way I would say it is as follows. We'll go one step further. Many of us are aware it's based on comments in a variety of achronim not to learn Torah San Nister until a person's 40 years old. Why? Okay, so whether that's really binding or not, you know, is not for now. But in a certain sense, part of it is the world of Bina, the world of a depth of understanding, requires a degree of maturity and a degree of sophistication to understand depth in a real way. It is not easy to go below the level of pshat. It isn't. And it's very easy to be messed up in that kind of a way. The same thing is true with human interactions. It sometimes takes a lot of work and a lot of years to understand who people are and what they are all about and what motivates them and leads them. A guy's a little bit challenging. A guy's a little bit clingy. A guy's a little bit distant. Someone is a little bit abrasive. The more that you become wise, the kind of person who can learn Pnimiyas HaTorah can also darshan Pnimiyas HaAdam and can understand in a real way. And that is why Lag BaOmer Nizgala, Sheyesh Kol Echad Nekuda Pnimiyas Chashuva Me'od, that there's something deep really, really there. And if you don't see it, it only means that you know what that person needs? You to be even more osake in that world of Sod. To find it in an even deeper way, because it's always there. It's always there. And the same way if a person has a kasha in regards to the Moshe Wolfson, in the world of Pnimiyas HaTorah, I have a kasha on the Zohar. Part of Kabbalah is learning how to be Mekabel. And you have a kasha, And sometimes, you know what an answer is? Alpisod. That is an answer. Alpisod is an answer. I don't understand why Alpisod is there. There's a Kabbalah, it's a Mesorah, which is there. So Moshe Wolfson, if you have a kasha on a Jew, Yeshua Kushti Alechon Miyisrael, Lamakash Baruch Hu Mechavei Voso, Halu B'tachas Shiflas. You say, why does Baruch Hu love this person? Why is Baruch Hu so into this person? What's going on the same way? The answer is, Alpisod. Alpisod Yeshua Chashivas. If you know the world of Sod, it's a totally, totally different kind of an experience. And says of Moshe Wolfson, Lag BaOmer can be a bechina of hamtakas hadina. It can be a bechina of sweetening things a little bit, of being able to find depth where maybe I'm not always able to see it. In regards to Torah, that was Rashbi. In regards to people, that was also Rashbi. The Stei Chemed writes, and here's an important Torah, that same kasha of how could it be that Rashbi, everyone, Rashbi, only Kriyat Lakva Arvis, says Stei Chemed very, very famously, Kan Kodim Hama'ara, Kan La'achar Hama'ara. It wasn't simple for Rashbi. Sometimes a person's on fire, they can burn people with their eyes. A person's very passionate about something. They can be so focused on rigorous Talmud Torah, that's all they see. But it took Rashbi years of being in a cave to appreciate the holiness of the simple Jew, of Kriyas Mashachmas V'Arvis kinds of Jews. Because Rashbi understood, not because he didn't learn that seriously, because the deeper you understand the Sod of Sodas HaTorah, the more likely you are to understand the Sod of people. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.